All right, y'all. Peace to everybody. Peace to everybody. I'm back again, like I said I would be. Now, I don't think this video will get that many views because, as y'all can see, right? I'm playing a game with this platform. Now, either society is on a downslide with wanting to know what's really going on, or they shadow ban and stuff. I don't know. But either way, okay, I'm going to give y'all some retarded, dumb stuff, right? And then I'm going to give y'all the good stuff, some food you could eat. You understand? So I understand how this algorithm thing go. I get it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm understanding it now. It's like they don't, you know, want you to talk about certain things. But today should be interesting. Might be a little longer. I'm going to have some of y'all call in a little later. We're going to talk about a few topics. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a few people call in. They ain't going to be too crazy. You know, if y'all call in, please don't make the conversation too long. You know what I'm saying? Just let's get to the business and what really matters. All right, so now, salute to everybody that's in here. I'm going to shout y'all out before I do my promotion. So if you are not on the Patreon, make sure y'all stop by on the Patreon. We got child stars that are affected or suffered from MK. I'm saying a lot of these people don't remember nothing. They don't remember jack nothing. All right. So yeah, that video is available on Patreon, doing very well. And then we got the reptilian cult that runs the. You know what I'm saying? Yo, these people look crazy. That's all I'm gonna say. These people are insane. Okay, they're insane, and they have their way of doing things, and that's fine with me, as long as you stay over there across the street. You know what I'm saying? So, we got some stuff to talk about. You know what I'm saying? We got some things to talk about, man. I'm gonna shout some of y'all out. Some of y'all been in here already. E Gamble was popping. Traquan Smith, Natasha White, was going on. Vernon Johnson, my man Getz in here. Amero was popping. 73 Dita Filler NYC was popping. She said yes, or he said yes. I got the hookup, was popping. MJE, BP, Illy Santana, Venom Johnson, Malik Smith, Sky Melvin, Buckham, Gustus was popping. Double S, Nikki Picky, Duck So Wifey, Hello Harley, J Stacks, Calhoun was popping. Miss Mocha K. Alright, so they got a new study going on, y'all. They got a new study going on, and a new procedure, I should say. A new procedure. Now, I'm going to tread lightly with this topic because I understand a lot of people struggle with mental health issues, right? So I'm going to tread lightly, very lightly with this topic, and it's very serious because the way that the world is going is getting critical now. A lot of these people that are coming up with, how do I say, alternatives to fix people's issues or, you know, problems that they may have. You know, you got Elon Musk coming out with the Neuralink, and, you know, I believe Putin just came out the other day and said that he wants to issue out a vaccine to cure cancer, right? So a lot of these people are coming up with ways, creative ways, all right, creative ways to basically play God in a sense, all right? Like, but like I said, I'm going to tread very lightly with this topic here because I know some people may be dealing with, you know, mental health issues, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? That is all right. We all going through something. You know what I'm saying? We all going through something at the end of the day, right? But I just realized that You know, they don't show you this. they won't show you this. That's what they won't do. They won't show you this, though. Okay, and especially the stuff that I'm gonna show you today. And salute to the guy that asked me the last, well, two lives ago, I guess. He said, Jay, do you think it's a good idea to have kids in this day and age? We're gonna talk about that. I'm gonna let y'all call in. I'm gonna show y'all a video in regards to that topic. And I'm gonna let y'all call in to talk about that. All right. We're gonna try to maintain it to at least an hour or so. You know, nothing too crazy, nothing too, you know, out of the ordinary. But I want everybody to get their words off. You know what I'm saying? Get your viewpoints off. Now, all right. So these mad scientists basically have came up with a new technique or new treatment for depression, okay, and things such as OCD. Now, this is going to be something which is called TMS, okay, TMS. Now, TMS is called transcranial magnetic stimulation. So the procedure goes where they put a magnet, okay, to your brain, all right, and they kind of like get all the kinks out and things of that nature to make sure that you're good, all right. So I'm going to read a brief little description on this. I'm not going to go too far in because I don't want to get striked for medical information, but this is for educational purposes only, all right, YouTube. So, transcranial magnetic stimulation, also known as TMS, is a procedure that uses magnetic fields to stimulate nerve cells in the brain to improve symptoms of major depression. All right, so if you're dealing with major depression, they have this procedure that you can go out and take or whatever. And, you know, I don't know if it gets rid of it. I don't know. All right. It's called a non-invasive procedure because it's done without using surgery or cutting the skin. All right, it's approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA. TMS usually is used only when other depression treatments haven't been effective. So if you are on some sort of, sedatives, right, to cope with, you know, depression and things of that nature, you know what I'm saying, they have this treatment here that's available to people, all right. It also cures compulsive disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, which is also known as OCD, migraines to help people stop smoking when standard treatments haven't worked well. Research continues into other potential uses for TMS, including epilepsy. All right. Now, I found something to be very interesting with this. All right. Very interesting with this. And I'm going to show you guys an article that came out about 2015 in regards to the same procedure. All right, now, y'all know, as I always tell y'all, these people that are in power, that have control over these type of procedures and things of that nature, they want to play God. Okay, so nothing is just by coincidence. Nothing is just by coincidence. You understand? Nothing. It's just by coincidence. All right. You got to understand. Nothing is just by coincidence. So, I guess we'll play the video. Hopefully, you know, there's no issues with the video, but I'm going to play the video. And then, there's going to be a breakdown of the procedure and how it actually, takes place. All right. With the human mind and what it does. And you're going to hear a couple of scientists basically explain what this actually is.
What we're actually treating is the left prefrontal cortex of the brain. We're seeing lack of blood flow to this area of the brain where we think it's impacted by depression. With this magnetic impulse that we're sending to that area, what we're seeing is increased blood flow to that area and ultimately alleviation of the depressive symptoms.
When you sit down for transcranial magnetic stimulation, the probe will be placed on your dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. It's an unusual feeling, like someone tapping on your head, but it's not painful. Some individuals are a little bit more sensitive to it than others, but in general, it's fairly well tolerated. So you're receiving good therapy, you're eating healthy, you're doing these things to help your depression get better with the support of Roger's team. At the same time, we're activating a part of your brain that has been dormant for a while, likely contributing to your depression. And when you do healthy living, psychotherapy, and you're waking up this part of your brain through the TMS, you have a better chance of feeling better and overcoming the depression. So it's important in our view to make sure that you're not just relying on transcranial magnetic stimulation to help you feel better, but you're doing some of the other things necessary to get the improvement.
The initial session that the patient will come in for is actually called the motor threshold determination, but we call it the mapping. And that is where the attending physician will come in and actually determine the treatment location on the patient. The mapping involves using single pulse stimulation over the motor cortex to stimulate the right thumb. Once we get that involuntary response in the right thumb, we know that we're in the general vicinity. The attending physician will then move around slightly millimeter by millimeter until we pinpoint the most precise location. From there, we determine how much energy is needed to actually penetrate the skull and the skin and muscle to hit that location again and get the same response. We move into treatment location and we perform the first treatment. The patients following treatments start with the TMS technician going over a couple of review questions. You know, how did you sleep, any pain, discomfort from previous treatments, etc. After that, we get the patient set up, make sure they're positioned correctly, then we actually place the treatment coil on the scalp. Treatment now is only 18 and a half minutes. We recommend 30 treatments, which would be considered a full course. Treatments are Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. Treatment's done, we take the patient out of treatment position, and they are good to go.
Yeah, I see a lot of y'all saying, nah, I'm cool, they can keep that. Yeah. Yeah, these people, I'm not gonna go too crazy on this topic, right? But I do wanna show y'all something that's very interesting, all right? I hope y'all ready for this. So this same treatment, right? Let's get this guy off of the back, out of here. Get him out of here. All right, let's get him out of here. Magnetic brain stimulation reduces belief in God, prejudice towards mutants. This was on October 17th, 2015. And it says, disabling certain areas of the brain with transcranial magnetic stimulation can reduce a person's belief in God and negativity towards again. Claims a new study published in the journal Social Cognitive and Affective Neuroscience. Dude, I'll leave it up there for you. Dude. How did they figure out how to eliminate God from these procedures? How did they do that? It's easy, Pinky. We're gonna take over the world. It's crazy out here. Now I got something for that, okay? And I was gonna mention this on the live earlier, but I got it for right now because it's important. It's very important. And I think people should know this. Okay? Now, I know if you don't want to hear the Bible because you got the devil up in you, click off of this right now. But it says, God states that humanity is living in the last hour of Earth's history, and that this last hour is to be characterized by the appearance of the Antichrist. It's in the Bible, 1 John 2:18. Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it's the last hour. Oh no, we're not done yet. We got more. We got more in store for you to see. In the era of the early church, it's in the Bible, 1 John 2:18, 19, and 26. Even now, many antichrists have come. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. Damn. Let me just say this to y'all, man. And I noticed that a lot of people come in the chat and leave comments. Man, Jesus ain't real. Jesus ain't real. If you don't believe that Jesus existed, okay, you would define yourself as the Antichrist. All right? Think about this now. Think about this. And this is where the world is headed. This is where the world is headed, because they want to get rid of, they want us on this new age religion. Everybody on this new age, they don't care if you a witch. They don't care if you a warlock. They don't care if you worship rocks. They don't care if you worship beads. They don't care if you worship saints, spirits, demons, angels, whatever you into, just don't believe in God. That's what they want. Isn't it ironic that everybody is on that same way? I'm not going to say everybody, but a lot of people are on that same wavelength. It's ironic. It's ironic. And if you say, yo, Jay, that book is fake, how could they predict this? Eons ago, how could they predict that? How did they know that that would happen? We seeing everything that's going on right now with them playing with all of these chips and doing all of this nonsense. How did that book predict that this would happen? You understand? And it's not to scare you to get your life right or whatever. Hey, listen, do what you do. Okay? All right? If you want to fry like a piece of catfish when this shit is all over, that's on you. All right, but I'm right with God. All right, the man upstairs know I acknowledge him every day. All right, when I wake up in the morning, I thank God for waking me up first thing. All right, when y'all donate, I thank God for donations, whatever, don't matter to me. But I see that there's a repetitive pattern. And I know I might have scared some people away. Yeah, oh, he's talking this stuff. Oh. Because the demons got to run. You know that, right? The demons, they can't handle it. It burns them up inside when you start talking about scriptures that relate to them. You know what I'm saying? You know when a hooker goes in the church, he starts sweating? That's exactly how it is. But nevertheless, I pray that everyone treads lightly with these things that are taking place. I just wanted to show you guys this because it's very important that we know that, you know, these people are not on our side. And I say these people because I have to tread lightly with saying certain names or groups, because YouTube has a way of, you know, doing certain things, all right, if you speak on certain topics. So I have to tread lightly with this, okay? And that's fine. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Yeah, Miss Mocha K said, cracking Jay like catfish, though. Yeah, I'm just saying, hey, to each his own, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't have beef with anybody that practices your own belief system, whatever makes you righteous or whatever. But you always got to remember something. If your religion doesn't have a god, I'm not talking about many gods or demigods. I'm talking about if your religion doesn't have the Most High, God, the Creator, involved in it, stay the hell away from me, all right? Just stay far away from me, okay? I don't want nothing to do with you. All right, now, on another topic, and then I'm going to turn the phone on, let y'all call in if y'all like. So, I was on the live the other day, right? And a guy in the chat had mentioned to me, he said, yo, Jay, do you think it's reasonable to have kids these days? And I told him, I gave him my honest opinion as well as I could. I was like, yo, listen, man, you know, if you find somebody, you know, that you want to be with and, you know, they make you happy, they bring you peace, they attribute to your life, then why not? Right? You should bear seeds because it's all a trap. They want you not to have kids, right? That's what I said. Okay, but I want y'all to pay attention to this video that I'm going to show y'all. And this guy breaks it down. So, you know, after the video is done, I'm going to read some people in the chat. And then I'm going to turn the phone lines on. I want you guys to call in and give your breakdown on this. The number's on the screen, 917-945-5265. If you want to call in, the number is 917-945-5265. And I would love to hear your point of view on this, man. You know what I'm saying? Women and men, okay? Women and men, specifically. We want mature answers here. Not none of that trolling. Don't call in talking about, yo, I love your videos. All right, now save that for another time. Let's keep it on the topic, but let's play this clip here.
Children are being indoctrinated that they should not eat meat, that the climate is the most important thing in the world, of course.
They're even being told here not to have kids, like don't have children. Like you, if you want to save the planet, don't have children.
But this is exactly what they are doing. They go against family values. They go against natural food. They go against freedom, because if you have to buy an electric car, they are maybe twice as expensive, and people cannot buy that. So it's not about the car, it's about you cannot go anywhere. You depend on public traffic. It's taking away your freedom. It's also digitalization. What we see is the digital identity and central bank digital currency. It's really a new way, a new form of communism, about central planning, about controlling people. If you want to control the people, you have to control the CO2, because everything we do in life, breathing, living, traveling, eating, everything we do in life leads to CO2 emissions. And if you can control the CO2, you can control the people. And if you then have the digital identity connected to the central bank digital currency, which they say we will not connect that. No, not in the first year, maybe not in the second year, but after 5 years they say, okay, it's now so bad with the climate, we have to create this climate budget, this CO2 budget, and then we have Chinification.
Interesting, right? Interesting. Very interesting. Rashad Houston said, pass the knowledge to the kids. That's the only thing we can do. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing we can do. If y'all would like, y'all can call in right now. The number's on the screen, 917-945-5265. You know what I'm saying? Taking calls right now. I want to hear y'all opinion on this. As far as with not having kids in this generation or this day, how do y'all feel, man? Talk about it, man. Hold on. Talk about it, man. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, man. I kind of feel like, you know, in today's society, if you're a believer in Christ, that's not necessarily your mindset is on having kids. I believe that you are heavenly minded and you should be focused on Christ. You know, you married to Christ, you know. So if you're in the church, a lot of people go to the church, they're looking for a husband or they're looking for a mate, but I think that's the wrong mindset to be approaching the whole belief in the first place. So that's my take on it.
I feel you on that, man, and that's respectable. You know, that's definitely respectable because, you know, some people do have and there's no shade to nobody, but some people do have a shallow mind of going to church to find a husband, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, or a wife, you know what I'm saying, for that matter.
Right. Yeah, man, that's all that is. It's just a confusion. It's a distraction to keep you distracted, you know what I'm saying? We ought to be, you know, our minds need to be on heavenly things. You know, you got the women in the church, they be wearing short dresses and things like that. Everybody, it's a big lust thing, man, and lust is what really going to destroy the mind, because when Christ comes, if you ain't wearing the right apparel, you're going to get burned up.
I thank you for calling
look on a woman with lust in your heart, you done committed it already. How you gonna have sex with a woman if you don't lust after? So he let you know straight up, man, that you have to, you know, as he said in the last days, you gonna wish you weren't pregnant. You wouldn't give us up. So he let you know that everybody in the last day gonna be married and given in the marriage, and he let you know that's not what time it is for the believer. So we in the world, not other world. But if you go in the way of the world, you still married and given in marriage. But see, if you walking with Christ, and you know we are standing, we our mind on heavenly things. Angels don't fornicate. Angels don't have sex. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's all demonic, man. It's all demonic energy, lust energy.
Yeah. Demonic. I respect that, man. Thank you for calling in, man.
Yeah, man. Take it easy, bro.
All right. Peace, man. How you feeling today, man?
Yo, what's up, Jack?
What's going on? How you feeling?
Yeah, so on the topic, what I feel about kids is, I mean, you know, you said, you know, you got to put your seed out there, keep your generation going, legacy, if you will. But I feel like if you have a child in today's day and age, you should need to be careful with what they watch, what they eat.
Right.
What they mimic.
Right, right.
Keep them away from trends, TV shows, you know, fashion, even the lingo, you know, because any little detail that they absorb, they're going to want to follow whatever trend is going on. Public
right.
schools, you know, be aware of what they're teaching your kids. Sit down, you know, and get to know them. Well, I mean, just get to know what they're, you know, getting into and all that, so... It's just a matter of being careful, man, because nowadays everything's like poison, you know?
So basically, if you have kids, you got to keep them in the closet away from all of this nonsense.
I guess you just got to monitor what they're doing and be diligent and aware of, you know, what it is they're into and everything that they're absorbing in school, on TV.
Right.
Just, you know, be real aware, because can't trust anything nowadays, man.
Well, a lot of people are afraid to have children because of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing that I want to discuss, and I wanted people's opinion on that, because I don't think people should be afraid of that. I feel like that's the agenda that they're pushing, where people don't reproduce, in a sense, if that makes sense. Oh, we lost the caller. Sorry, man. I appreciate you. Apologize for hanging up. Peace. You on the line. What's going on?
Peace, Jay. First, I wanted to say thank you for all your information you give out to us, man. You give out great content.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you, man.
Yeah, no doubt. But to answer your question, I really believe, like you said, you know, Agenda 2030 is really true. I think what they're trying to do is really make it extremely hard for people that are going to have families. You know, the standard of living is going to be extremely expensive. They want to eliminate half the population, and that's very true as well. With the vaccines, with the foods, high cost of living, being the children, the ones that are already here, you know, they're trying to separate back and family and cause division. So my advice is, if you do get your money up, that's one, create a solid plan in order to have family together, and then raise them right. Because if not, we are in the last days and it's happening. So it is what it is.
Okay, so you agree on having children. Do you agree on having children in these days and age?
I mean, I agree on having children, but I say you have to have a solid plan. You really got to make sure that you have your money up. You got to make sure you got to educate them properly, well, feed them right. Make sure that, you know, you got to understand the kind of vaccines that they give young children at an early age. And you got to understand, you know, it's really, you got to prepare everything for your child so that they even got bunkers. They're making bunkers now, you know? I mean,
right.
they telling you what the plan is. So
right.
if they're prepared, I mean, you got to be prepared.
Correct.
You know? So,
yeah.
And children are expensive. You know, from the ages 0 to 18, you're already going to be spending anywhere between $100,000 to $500,000. And that's just per child.
Right, right, right.
So you got to, you know what I'm saying? So you already got to be extremely prepared what you're getting yourself into. Children cost money. You know, daycare costs money. Healthcare costs money. Their college tuition costs money. All these things matter. So I would say have children, yes, but just make sure that the plans that they're trying to do is they're trying to eliminate families. They want to diffuse the men and women and get, you know, try to pin them apart. And so it's all a plan, you know. Elon Musk also said humanity is at the risk of a lack of birth rate, you know, and that's because people can't afford it. People can't have children, you know. The technology raises your children, not you. So it's getting extremely hard, man.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm looking at a few people in the comments. Truth Teller says homeschool is best for your kids. I agree on that. I agree on that as well. And some people disagreed with me the other day when I mentioned that. And I said that, you know, you may have a child that may have social issues, right? Just because of they're not being in the same environment as other kids. But, you know, I don't know, man. Some nowadays, you never really know, you know.
Yeah,
if
you send your children, they're already going to be indoctrinated. States you are, if you know, if you're familiar with Kevin O'Leary, he just said that New York is a loser state. He said New York and California loser state. Why are you saying that? It's because the people that are running it, you know, especially New York, they got migrants coming in. You know, they putting money towards the migrants, but they're not taking care of the people at home.
Right.
You know, and what does that tell you? I mean, they're letting you know that you guys are going to come last, and it's a way for them to bring in the social ID, you know, universal basic income, UBI, all that stuff. So it's going to happen, man.
Yeah. I saw a video the other day that they mentioned that they're going to give migrants citizenship if they apply to become in the military. So, you know, now they don't even have to go through the process of getting the right documents, because if they, you know, sign up for the military, they're already considered citizens. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. And that costs more money for the tax dollars, but it also costs more money for the Federal Reserve banking system to create more money.
Right.
And create more indebted slavery. And, you know, in the process, just keep going.
Right.
That's why we have all these problems in the world right now. Everything that's going on is because of the Federal Reserve banking system. You know, the more money that they print, it's war, natural resources, everything that they need, because the dollar is the world currency. And they'll do anything for power to keep that dollar, keep going, whether that's killing, stealing, whatever.
Thank you, man. Thank you for calling in, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Thank you for your work.
All right. Peace, you on the line, man. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Everything good.
Salute. Appreciate you having me on. And I want to thank this real quick, but like I always talk about, you know, the problem with the families and things that's going on around America today. But I want to, you know, let people know, like, this stuff has been systematically going on for like at least the last 50 years. When you think about the things they've been putting in the food, you know, the things like such as the jabs they've been trying to get in the people, all this stuff has been decreasing the sperm count and the fertility rate in the women for like the past 50 years. And studies show that the fertility rate and the sperm count in males have been drastically declining every single year. So it's not only what they're doing, you know, in societal, but it's what they actually doing to us inside our bodies.
Yeah, don't eat Cheerios and oatmeal right now, because it's a chemical in there that's making people infertile. So don't eat Cheerios and Quaker oats. Right.
You know what's crazy with the Cheerios is, what, like, when you go in the store and you look at the Cheerios box, It comes on, it tells you healthy heart, lowest cholesterol. Like that stuff is very deceiving to people.
Right.
You know?
Right.
People thinking they're going to get something healthy for their heart to lower their cholesterol. But if you look on the back, there's a chemical in it called, I want to say it's called trimethylamine. Man, that stuff is used. I work in the medical field. That stuff is used to clean dirty instruments with blood on it.
Wow. Wow.
And that's what they put on Siri.
Wow.
And people consume that. And like you said, that stuff affects the fertility rate. And it also affects, you know, it lowers sperm counts in males. Mm. So like, also that's just what they do inside of us. We already knew about, you know, the abortion thing.
Right.
I looked up some statistics today. If they just lean back off the abortion 50%, you know, we would have 250 million more people on it. And in America alone. Mm.
Yeah, but they're saying that it's overpopulated. So, you know, we got to deal with that too. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's that's another thing. Overpopulation is a myth. Did you know every person in the world can stand in New York right now?
Mm.
Yes, you can look this up. Every person on this planet can stand in New York side by side.
Mm.
That's just, you know, I mean, you're already from New York. You know how small New York is.
Yeah, yeah,
and absolutely. It's, and it's already a lot of people in New York.
Absolutely.
But imagine I'm talking about 300 million people from Africa, all of us, 8 billion people can actually stand in New York side by side. The problem is we are densely populated in cities. You go to places like Wyoming, North Dakota, New York is more populated than entire states.
Yeah.
Multiple states. Africa has, I don't even know, like 10 times as many people as we do in America. Yes, Africa has a huger continent, but in America, we are densely populated in cities. Most of America is just trees and land. You travel around the world, it's just trees and land. You go on the highway, you go to the next state, it's just trees and land. The problem is they have systematically packed everybody in cities. And so you waking up in the city every day, you're like, man, I'm in Pittsburgh. I'm like, man, I'm around all these people. You're trying to avoid all these people. You don't even want to drive to get to A and B because it takes forever to get there because they purposely densely populate these cities.
Mm.
That's what it is. Most of America is not even, people don't even live. You can go somewhere in America right now and you probably won't see no one for days.
I believe
that's what it is. It's not, look, this, the higher power made this earth, you know, very, inhabitable. We can, if we spread out people from cities and even small towns, you would literally cure. You would think it wasn't nobody living on this planet. That's how much space we have. We just don't use it.
Now, here's the thing I want to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay very close attention, right, to what's going on, they're pushing people out of these rural areas and pushing them more into the city.
Facts.
And
it's facts.
And what you just said makes a lot of sense because in my thoughts, what are they using that land for? Because if they know they want to put us all in one bunch, if you could fit everyone in New York City, right?
Right.
They know this. They already know this. They already know this. So they're going to use that rural land out there, which is why you see all of these train derailments and chemical spills and all of these things happening and taking place, 15-minute cities and things of that nature. They're mm-hmm. pushing people into these cities. They want you to be into these cities. This low affordable housing and, you know, all of these
high
things.
High complex.
Right, right.
Know, buildings.
Right.
I think they're trying to create some type of dystopian world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really think when you get these so many people compact into, you know, these densely populated cities, it turns into a mad world. And so when things like these quote unquote natural disasters or terrorist attacks happen, you can knock out a lot of people in a densely population.
When you got people, nobody is going to drop anything on Wyoming. Nobody's there.
Right, right.
That's not going to affect the population.
Right.
If we get 50 million people to live in this densely populated city, we can wipe them all out at one time.
Wow.
That's what it's about. Why you think all these rich people buying up all this land where nothing and nobody lives?
Yep, absolutely.
Because if they destroy a city, they already got all the land to make a new one in the place where nobody's at. They've already bought up the land. They can just build a new city.
Yep.
You already saw in China how they building those minute cities, that they building all them buildings super, super quick. Like, they can do that. They have the ability. But I think they're trying to really compact everybody into one spot just to give us the worst food. You know, when you're in these densely cities, you don't get the fresh produce like that. You don't get the best, you know what I'm saying, the best things to put in your body. You're the farthest away from farmland. I'm telling you.
Thank you, man, for calling in.
Hey,
man, I appreciate
you. Calling. Let me talk real quick, brother.
No doubt, man.
Keep
thank
your
you.
Thing, Jay.
Thank Peace. You, man. Peace. Yeah, man. You said a lot, man. Salute to Jay Stacks Calhoun. He said, makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because I find this to be kind of crazy that they're just pushing everybody in that one direction. You know, and these smart cities, these 15-minute cities have been becoming popular as of lately. You know, in New York City, they're building these new development apartment complexes, and they constantly keep building, and it's going to get higher and higher. Peace. You on the line. How you doing?
What up, Jay? What up, peace? And thanks to the Most High Jesus, man.
I appreciate you.
But, to get straight into it, bro, man, don't stop having kids. Not at all. Don't stop having kids, man. Like, the Bible said, be fruitful and multiply. Like,
thank
we need,
you.
We need this. You hear me, bro?
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, man. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, we need these babies raised up. Like, you feel me? Like, back in the, I'm big on Jesus, so everything I'm just saying, like, really gonna be biblical related. I'm gonna say some things about real life, but, you know, I'm really big on Jesus, so, like, you know, back in the times, like, you know, when Pharaoh was going around killing the kids, you know, we still had Moses, you feel what I'm saying? So it's like, we need production. Don't ever stop producing, you know, I ain't gonna take up too much of your time, you know. But yeah, like, don't stop producing, man. Like, never. Like, don't. That's what they like. Jay, I believe what you're saying. They want you to move off fear. You feel me? They don't want us to keep having kids. Like, that these rich people, they still keep having sex and having kids. They gonna, you know, they gonna raise up their little devils. We still need our children. You know what I'm saying? We still need children of the Most High. He never said stop producing. It's been that way since the beginning. Like, that's what he gave us. You feel me? We having sex, we might as well. Nobody's in this chat is not having sex. You know what I'm saying, Jay?
Right.
So
right.
I'm saying, yeah. So like, why not? Like, let's go ahead and keep making these babies. You know what I'm saying? Then I seen what you were saying about like the homeschooling thing. I'm not against it, but at the same time, bro, I came from public school. So you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I still found out the truth. So I feel like when you destined to find out the truth, it ain't gonna be nothing that can stop that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna like you. It's gonna happen regardless. You feel right. And I found out the truth young, like, you know, very young. Like, I'm talking about like middle school, like middle school. I've been looking into this stuff. Like, of course, like when I came across your channel, somebody said you elevated it for sure. Like, all like you feel me? Pops to you in the Most High. He using you in a big way. But to get back on track, like, don't stop having kids. Like, nah, like I don't agree with that. Not hell, nah, man, hell, nah. Like,
yeah, a lot of people are afraid. A lot of people are afraid. I'm not gonna say they don't want to have kids or it's a selfish way of thinking, but a lot of people are afraid to have children because there's no telling where this world is headed, right? We can see the things right. That they're doing, but we don't know if to bring a child into this world, and I'm just speaking for people that, you know, that may feel this way, to bring a child into this world and have to deal with them going through getting certain things in vaccinations or certain things in school that they might be witness to. The people are afraid to basically involve their children in that, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, and I'm here, and brother, I totally, but see, like you said, you don't think that's what they want?
Exactly.
Like, all this, like, exactly. Like, for example, when COVID came around, like, You feel me? I feel like that put like a lot of fear upon people. Like, nobody wants to don't come around. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, I just don't agree with that. Like, anything that they with, I'm not with. So like I know that that's where they so for abortion. You feel what I'm saying? Like, right. They don't want us to have these babies because they know it's gonna be man. If we start having these babies, we gonna stop with the Most High God plan. It's gonna be one of these. That rise up and do what they're supposed to do. You know, on the spiritual side, like.
How about this? Really,
you hear me?
I hear you. How about this though? The reason why they could be trying to prevent, right, to prevent people mm-hmm. from having children, is off the simple fact is that they know if it turns on them, right? If it turns on them, okay, they have less control because now it's gotten out of control. You get what I'm saying? More. Mm-hmm. If the world is more populated, then they lose more control because it's all about control at the end of the day.
You're not lying.
It's all about control,
you know,
right?
You work with numbers.
Right. Right. So that could be a case too as well.
You're right, brother. And then like I heard the previous call, the brother, he was speaking on how like depopulation. Like I feel like they do be lying about the numbers, Jay. I do feel like it. I feel like they do be lying about it. I don't feel like they'll never give us an exact. You feel, because they'll lose their power. You know what I'm saying, Jay?
Right.
I don't feel like we as the, like, you know, the bottom people on the bottom know how many people are actually in the U.S. or on this whole world, period.
Right.
At all.
Right. Right. Well, I thank you for calling in, man. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I appreciate you too, brother.
No,
keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Appreciate you. Salute the truth teller. Thank you for the super chat. He said, what we are seeing is all a part of their depopulation agendas. No conspiracy theorists. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as far as with them coming up with treatments to fix the brain, it's kind of strange to me. You know, you got Elon Musk with this Neuralink thing and, you know, it's just weird, man. Things are getting strange. You know, and if you out there and you are suffering with mental illness or any type of mental illness or, you know, seek help or whatever you need to do. You know what I'm saying? See, if you feel that this treatment is the best for you, hey, by all means. But I just want to give you, okay, some pointers here. I'm going to read this again. All right, I'm going to read it again. So the magnetic brain stimulation reduces belief in God, prejudice towards immigrant, disabling certain areas of the brain with transcranial magnetic stimulation can reduce a person's belief in God and negativity towards immigrant. Claims a new study published in the journal Social Cognitive and Affective Neuroscience. Wow. Unbelievable, man. Just makes you think. All right, man. I'm going to shout some of y'all people out in the chat. See what y'all talking about in the chat. Suspect said, kids be annoying. Yeah, kids are annoying, but it's a blessing to have kids. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be 50 years old and don't got nobody messing with you. Like, that's sad to die lonely. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't leave a legacy behind. I ain't gonna lie. You failed. If you didn't leave a legacy behind, you failed. All right? Because this world is all about reproducing. That's what you put here for, to reproduce. So if you didn't leave a legacy behind, you failed. Forget about being rich. Forget about having jewelry and designer clothes. If you didn't leave a legacy behind, you failed. You failed. Okay, I'm just saying, and now there's no shade to people out there that can't have children, you know what I'm saying, but these are the facts. That's what it's all about. You're here to reproduce. Kelly Moy said, reverse psychology, the man speaks truth. Yeah, I appreciate the callers that called in, man. You guys were very wise and stuck to the topic. I like that, man. So maybe we do this, like, you know, when we having real conversations like this, man, I'll let y'all call in and stuff like that. Jen said, as someone who was homeschooled class of 2023, it's so worth it. You're so free and you can pick up more skills. Just get outside and have a purpose. Okay, salute to Jen. So, I mean, yeah, I kind of agree with that. I mean, you know, I said that a lot of children may have be socially impaired because they're going to be home all day, right? And you may not have friends if you go to school or at home, right? It's just possible. It's possible. But if you keep yourself active, like after school activities, get involved in, you know, certain things after school, you know, you should be fine. You should be fine. Your kids should be fine, man. JW said pop control. Yeah. Jay Falconer said to call a boy on the phone. Jesus is not the most high God. All right, whatever. Oh, Lord. Let's see. What do you see? Let me see what they're talking about. Yeah, get guap, stay strategic, said Max B. Ben said that. It's about the legacy. Yeah, it's about the legacy. If you say to yourself, and I'm speaking to everybody, if you say to yourself, I don't want no kids. I don't want no kids. I don't want... You're selfish. And you got to do some self-evaluating because why would you think that way? You get what I'm saying? Why? What makes you, like, you know, I got two kids. And when I seen my kids be born, that was the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? It was disgusting watching my son's head come out of there. No! No! What are you doing? It was crazy. But it's a beautiful experience, man. It's a beautiful experience. And a lot of people don't understand this. It's like, we've gotten to this point now where a lot of people became selfish, right? They feel, oh, okay, I'm not having no kids. Okay, just say your money's not right. You can't afford kids. If you can't afford kids right now, that's different. That's a different story. You get what I'm saying? Don't have kids if you can't afford them. That's for one, all right? Because if I got to pay taxes for you to be on that shit, no, all right? That's just what I'm saying. Kyoga said, the best gift ever. Yeah, you know, and, Lyricist said, I got my legacy. Salute to all the women out there that are mothers. You know what I'm saying? To all the mothers out there. Mother Earth. You know what I'm saying? The Earth's out there. You know what I'm saying? Without y'all, we are nothing. All right? Without y'all, we are nothing. This is why I practice being straight. All right? I don't play those games. But salute to all the women out there that bear children, and, you know, forget about the deadbeat fathers. They don't do their thing. You know what I'm saying? Forget about them. It's all about that life that you brought into this world, because that child can grow up and change this world. All right? That child can grow up and change this world. Because I wasn't supposed to be here. I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't supposed to be here. All right? I wasn't supposed to be here. My mom was going to take me to the chop shop from what I was told. All right? But look at the lives that I'm changing today. Okay? People email me all the time, Jay, man, you opened my eyes to so much. I used to want to rap and I was doing this and that and I ain't doing it no more. Thank God. Billions 8 Kids said, can you leave a legacy if you're a stepdad? Of course not. It's not yours. Lacey Lavin said, thanks, Jay. I'm a mother of two and a nana of seven. Wow. Congratulations. Congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Without the women, we ain't nothing, fellas. I'm going to tell y'all that now. Because we can't have no kids. That's why I be laughing at all of these purple haired people, they be thinking that they gotta have. Look at this, y'all. Let me show y'all this before I end the live. This is what I'm talking about right here. This is why I be talking about this. Let's get to the business real quick. Let me show y'all something before I end the live. And this is what I'm saying. This is exactly what I'm talking about. And then I'm gonna show y'all something very important, give y'all some good knowledge that we all can use. Some news we can all use. You heard? So I got to show y'all this article real quick. All right, let me show y'all this real quick. Real quick. Guys are concerned about the future and, you know, having food and things of that nature, right? These are a bunch of seeds that actually last long. Okay, so you got some bean seeds up there that last about 5 to 8 years, beets, you know, broccoli. I don't know about broccoli, but I was heard that you could actually plant broccoli from the head. I don't know. Some people say broccoli is not real, whatever. I don't know. You got cabbage there, carrots, cauliflower, all of these vegetables and beans that have a lifespan of a certain amount of years. So if I was you, I'd go out right now and go get you a pack of dry beans, okay? Some seeds or whatever from these vegetables here, put them in a Ziploc bag just in case, because if they shut Ish down and you saying I'm not getting down, you gotta have a way to get around, if that makes sense. All right, so all of these different vegetables here carry seeds that you can actually buy, whether you may have to go to the Whole Foods market or your local supermarket, wherever you decide to go, the Spanish aisle, wherever you decide to go, make sure, okay, your fruits and vegetables have seeds in them. All right, please do this. Please do this. I've read some of y'all in the chat. Truth Teller said, the rainbow community insane. Yeah, man. Yeah. Daniel Walker said, it's a blessing to have children. Some want kids and can't. That is true, man. That is true, man. It's a blessing to have kids, man. You know, blessing to have kids, but just don't have kids with anybody now. That's what I'm going to tell y'all now. Don't have kids with anybody now, because Uncle Sam will take half of your check, and you'll be like, damn, why I do this with this heifer? You'll be mad at me. Jay told me to reproduce, and I did it, and now this lady taking all my money. No! So you gotta be careful. Be careful who you have children with and bear children with. Don't have no kids with no nat from the street. And listen, if she listens to Sexy Red, reject, reevaluate, don't do it. Okay? Don't do it. All right? You don't want your baby. If your girlfriend listening to Sexy Red, and Sexy Red's biggest song is F My Baby Daddy, why would you put a seed in that? Why would you do that? Why? You know, why? No, I don't think that's a brother. No, I probably shouldn't do that. Okay? Probably shouldn't do that. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. Illy Santana said, not Sexy Red, Jay. Yeah, you got to be careful these days, man. It's all kind of nat-nats out here. You see, they you know. Jay Falconer said, run. Yeah, you better run. If she lives in the Sexy Red, you better run, okay? Have your baby riding around in the back of the car with no car seat. What? Why is my toddler in the back seat with no car seat? What's going on? Who did I do this with? Why God? Help me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Gene88 said, my baby mom's is the T-1000 Terminator. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? You listen, salute to all the women out there that don't take they kids father to child support. All right. Salute to y'all, man. Y'all are strong women and y'all deserve a ring on y'all finger, if you ask me. All right. Because the minute a woman get mad, and I ain't no throwing no shade, I know some people going to click off right now, but the minute a woman get mad, boy, they will run down to that court and tell that white man your business. They will tell that white man your business. Oh, help me. They will tell that white man your business. Yeah. And you know he sell mixtapes, right? And I'm not getting none of that money. So I'm saying, though, I got to pay for laundry. He sell mixtapes, okay? And he sell his incense and oils on Jamaica Avenue. I'm not getting nothing. Why? God bless y'all all, man. I hope y'all have a blessed day. And don't take the mark of the beast. Don't take the mark of the beast, y'all. Please don't take the mark of the beast. Help me. Help me. Yeah.